You're listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us today, we're in that vacation mode. We're talking about parks. Last month, we had Sharon Emerson, our travel expert, talking about some of the national parks, because this is the 100th anniversary of the national park system in the U.S. So we're covering all kinds of parks. And Sharon, you kind of did part one, and now we're leading into part two. If folks have never visited the parks before, let's give a little brief recap of how we started into last month's interview.
First of all, the national parks are an awesome treasure that we have in this country, and so many people don't go and see them. So I think it's an awesome vacation, and it's close to home. They speak English. You can understand the food, and it's really great. So first of all, pull up a list of parks on Google so you can get an idea, because they kind of, some of them are in groups, so it's a great 7-day, 10-day vacation to visit several parks at one time. And then...
And, of course, there's 58 to choose from, so...
There's a couple here.
Yeah, coast to coast. We've got quite a few to pick from.
We do. So go online and get your National Parks Pass, because you certainly are going to want to see more than one at a time. When I did them, I thought we were just going to do one or two, and we wound up doing 13. So
wow.
It gets a little expensive if you pay it at each park.
Yeah, and then, of course, there's all the different ways, of course, that we can do it, whether we're driving, they've got the train excursions, all of that.
Yeah, I love car travel at the parks, because then you can pull off and watch the animals and see nature, how they interact with each other. And Amtrak has some great packages that take you into the parks if you're close to an Amtrak train route.
And then last time we were talking, you were saying, obviously, and this is something that we hear so much on the news these days, of course, do not interact with the wildlife if you are driving.
Yeah, well, you would think that would be common knowledge, but people get out, you watch them taking pictures of the buffalo, and they're about 2 feet away.
Right.
It's just really, I mean, even the bears or the, and if it's rutting season, you don't want to be by the moose or the elk. They'll charge you. They'll take you out.
Of course they will.
Yeah.
And the best times, again, for visiting the parks, of course, I suppose it depends on if we're talking East Coast, West Coast, or what we're talking.
Well, also we're talking if it's a family. If you've got kids, of course, you're going to want to go in the summertime. And that's the busiest time. There's your bumper-to-bumper traffic going through Yellowstone and some of the parks. But if you have the option, go in the spring or the fall. And some of them even have winter, great places to visit in the winter. So those are just some best times, I think, for traffic.
Exactly. And then now, in terms of booking your stay, how far out should we do this?
Well, at least 9 months. A year out is the best. But, of course, if the best place to stay is inside the parks, if they have those old lodges that are just beautiful, beautiful old timbered lodges. There again, though, they don't all have elevators. So be careful how you pack if
right.
you want to stay inside the park.
Yeah, we were talking about that, where you were saying, don't pack too much. You don't want to haul too much from your car.
Oh, and the stairs are steep. You know, they're old stairs. They're beautiful, beautiful railings. But, oh, my goodness, you know, you're hauling stuff up maybe 2-3 flights of stairs. Yeah, you don't want to pack heavy.
And then, of course, restrictions. You always, like you said, go to Google and check out these parks and see what kind of restrictions and regulations they've got.
Right, right. And that depends on your vehicle you're driving, because some of them you can't get into with your motorhome. So you have to check that out.
Right. And then you've also got some that, you know, allow the hikes and the walks and all that stuff and have the rangers and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and those are free. Take a ranger hike.
Yeah.
You'll see things and get back into the park where you wouldn't know to go by yourself.
Yeah. Well, where are we going to start then? We talked about East Coast and all kinds of great areas last and in Alaska. So what are we talking about this week for second half?
Well, I think the chain that goes through Utah and Arizona are really awesome. And no matter where you come from, it's easy to fly in, rent a car, and start in one place and end in another and return your car. So you can either start north in Utah, or you could start south in Arizona. So, and then work your way through these different parks. The first one would be, if you start in the north in Utah, Arches National Park is close to Moab, and you can't stay in this park, but Moab's not far out. So this is 40 miles of park roads to drive through, but it's a great one for families because the kids can climb all over these sandstone formations. They're not prohibited from doing that, so kids love that. But this is a very high plateau, and it's a desert, so take plenty of water with you.
Good idea. And you know, but like you said, the plateaus, this is just absolutely gorgeous. So be sure to bring that camera like we were talking about. We're amazed at how people forget binoculars and cameras. So definitely you got to bring that stuff.
Oh, yeah. The color is just spectacular on these sandstone monuments. Then cross Utah and hit Zion. Now, I know you said you love Zion, and this is one of my favorite parks.
People get intimidated by that because they think, oh my gosh, that hike, you know, when you're climbing up, you don't have to do the whole hike. There's some easier little, you know, areas that you can just go. And oh my gosh, the scenery there is unbelievable.
It is. And it's, I love it because it's not so crowded.
Mm-hmm.
You have to park. You get a permit and you park in the parking lot. And then you can't drive through the park. You have to take their buses.
Yeah.
And you can hop on, hop off, get off. If you want to go for a walk, go for a hike, or if you want to just sit on the bench and look around you. I mean, the spectacular mountain sculptures. They're not the raggedy peaks. They're sculptured. They're round and all different shapes and sizes. And I love getting up before the sun comes up and go out with your camera and take a picture as it's coming up over the mountains. And then in the evening, do the same thing with the setting sun. It's a whole different look.
Mm-hmm. And then the peaks have the biblical names.
Yeah, it was discovered by a Methodist minister. So he's named all of these little mountains and things. And they look like, they look like organs,
mm-hmm.
Musical organs, and, you know, all different things like that.
And then so many deer around there.
Oh, yeah, they come out at night. Or in the evening.
Yeah.
You're sitting there on a bench. Here come all these deer, and they're eating all around you.
Yeah, and if you're in a cabin, they're right outside.
Yeah, they are. And you can get up early, you know, and see them come out and feed around your... They have little cottage cabins to stay in, and they're really, really charming.
Yeah, it's really a wonderful place. And even just shopping in their little stores, they've got all the gorgeous gifts and rustic, I mean, just really cool things
right.
to take back.
And a great restaurant, and then a little cafe if you just want to get a snack.
Okay.
The restaurant is up high on the second floor, so the view is just spectacular.
Okay. And moving on, where are we off to next?
Let's go south to the Arizona border. Now, this is, we're going to talk about the Grand Canyon, but this is something people don't do. The north rim of the canyon, it's quieter, but it is so gorgeous. And so if you can get into the Grand Canyon Lodge inside that rim, that's wonderful. But it's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't get in there, stay at Jacob's Lake, which is outside the canyon. It's about 45-minute drive. There's little cabins there. And then drive down into the canyon, and the lodge will let you sit on their balcony. They got chairs out there, and you can sit out there. In the evening, you watch the sunset. It's so beautiful.
It really is. And then, once again, we've got the deer, the bucks, I mean, all that.
Oh, they come out at night, and you see their eyes on the side of the hills. And so you stop and look at all this. You know, just go slow.
Mm-hmm.
And then you drive down to the south rim. Now, that's a full-day drive, but it's a beautiful drive. So drive down there, and that's the crowded rim. There's lots of things to do, guided hikes, helicopter rides, bus rides. And, of course, if you want to go rafting down the Colorado River, there you go. It's a great thing, and you camp along the way. But camping is popular in this park, and that's a great way to see it. But there again, you know, and your car is best, so you can pull off and get out and go sit on a rock and watch the sunset. It's beautiful.
Yeah, the colors and you know, oh, just gorgeous territory in there. And I absolutely love the Colorado River. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, have you done a float trip?
I haven't done a float trip.
No, I haven't either. But
yeah.
I sent people, and I know people that have.
It's
pretty spectacular. It's hot down there, though.
It really is. And that's the river. You know, I remember being in that river and swimming and taking a swim, getting out of the river, simply combing my hair and it being dry.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really.
It's amazing. And it's good. You have a guide that puts you on these big floats and you just float along down the river. Some of it might be a little bit rough, a little bit of rapids, but it's just, I love river float trips.
So, yeah.
And whitewater rafting, I kind of a nut on that when I was young, not now.
Yeah, well, it's amazing what we do when we're younger, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's a chain that I just love.
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous, and that's one of my favorite areas. I just love it. And, you know, so I'm with you. I mean, it's time to check out USA. I mean, do our some of our vacationing here in the parks couldn't be a better choice.
Right. Yeah, there's lots of groups of California's got a whole string of national parks. And you can take a week or two to go down there and hit a lot of them. So there's a lot of great places.
Yeah, there really is. And we could do every week on just focusing on a different area for the parks.
Good.
Yeah, we really could. Well, of course, you got to give Sharon a call. Once again, I'm talking with Sharon Emerson. She helps out so many people that listen to this show. I get such a kick out of it with some of her stories. You were talking last week about the fellow that had heard you talk about getting insurance.
Yeah. This lady's husband, and she's probably listening, so hi. And he was going with a group to Poland, and she heard me talk about insurance. So she called me and got a policy for him. Nobody else in the group got it. And their luggage got stuck for 4 days.
Wow.
Now, you think about insurance for health, for sickness.
Yeah.
But this is a luggage issue, and they got stuck. I don't remember if it was London, wherever their connection was. And he finally got tired of washing out his underwear, so he went out and bought some because that's covered on travel insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the people just suffered.
Yep. So, you saved the day, my girl.
I did, and she was really happy. She called me about it.
Give Sharon a call. She's going to give you the scoop, and she's going to help you out. Once again, Sharon Emerson with Cruise and Tour Planners, and you can go to her website, cruiseandtourplanners.com. Her number is 206-367-7657. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Wendy.
Coming to you from Mike's Beach Resort, located between Hoodsport and Brennan, Washington. We'll be right back. In the mood for a San Juan Island getaway? Then hop on the ferry and head to Orcas Island and visit Cascade Harbor Inn in East Sound, a wonderful retreat close to Moran State Park, an outdoor mecca for all kinds of outdoor adventures, including biking, kayaking, hiking, even birdwatching. You'll also find spectacular views from Mount Constitution. And speaking of views, it doesn't get much better than from your private balcony in your room or suite of Cascade Bay or Turtleback Mountain. You'll also find fully equipped kitchens and fireplaces. And close by in East Sound, you'll definitely want to do some shopping. You'll find all kinds of wonderful restaurants as well. So whether you're looking for an overnight for two or a special retreat for family or friends, be sure to visit Cascade Harbor Inn on Orcas Island. For more information, call 1-800-201-2120. That's 1-800-201-2120. Or stop by their website at cascadeharborinn.com. Feel like taking a few steps back in time? Then come take in the sunset view of Magnolia Hill and Puget Sound from the Inn of Twin Gables on Queen Anne Hill. This cozy neighborhood retreat is just minutes away from the Seattle Center, downtown, Pike Place Market, and Pioneer Square. They're also close to Fremont and Ballard for all kinds of wonderful antiquing and shopping. This beautiful craftsman design home features original interior woodwork, box beam ceilings, and old world fir floors. Of course, you'll also find period pieces like antiques, collectibles, and accessories throughout all the rooms, including the beautiful guest rooms with private baths. When it's time for breakfast, be sure to bring your appetite. Katie's sure to treat you with one of her hot gourmet creations. There's entrees including French stuffed toast, savory crepes, eggs benedict, and more. For more information about the Inn of Twin Gables, call toll-free 1-866-466-3979 or stop by their website, innoftwingables.com.
On your next getaway, discover a relaxing waterfront retreat where you can truly unwind. Panoramic ocean or lakefront views within spectacular northwest settings. Where? Hallmark Inns and Resorts in Oregon and Washington. You'll find all the comforts of home and then some. Cozy fireplaces, in-room spas, and fresh northwest cuisine. With two Hallmark locations on the Oregon coast, Cannon Beach and Newport, the opportunities for sightseeing, beachcombing, and exploring are endless. You'll also find interesting galleries and marine exhibits close by. In Washington, the best Western Hallmark Inn and Conference Center in Moses Lake is your hub for unique outdoor adventures, including hunting, fishing, hiking, and more. Whichever Hallmark you choose, you'll find a family atmosphere close to all the action and attractions. For more information and to make reservations at Hallmark Inns and Resorts, call 1-888-448-4449 or visit us on the web at hallmarkinns.com.